Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 of Inside LBUSD, the Laguna Beach Unified School District podcast. Before we start this week's episode, a couple of quick upcoming events to let you know about. Over the next two weekends, the LBHS Theater Department will be putting on their spring musical, Mean Girls, at the Artist Theater. On Thursday, March 14th, there will be a school board meeting in the Thurston Library. And on Saturday, March 23rd, School Power will host their annual gala at the Montage Resort. And now, Health Matters with Dr. Michael Keller and Nurse Kelly Schultz.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Health Matters podcast. Today's recording is being made on Thursday, March 7th, 2024. My name is Dr. Michael Keller.
And I'm Nurse Kelly.
The purpose of our podcast is to inform our families, our students, our staff members on important health topics related to a variety of different topics. We initially started this podcast focusing on COVID-19 over 2 years ago, and we have not been back together in a podcast recording for close to a year. Our last recording was on March 23rd, 2023. And Nurse Kelly, can you share with us a little bit about the state of COVID-19 in LBUSD?
Yeah, and if you guys can believe it, it has been 4 years this week since the COVID-19 pandemic closed schools, which is a crazy thought. We've definitely come a long way since then. These are our current school guidelines. So students and staff can return to school regardless of test status and follow standard cold and flu guidelines, which is to remain home until fever-free for 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medications and the symptoms have improved. Cal OSHA still requires staff to mask for 10 days and report close contacts, but they can opt out of the 10-day mask rule if they show two consecutive COVID tests.
So it really sounds like we've gotten to that immunity, herd immunity level. Sounds like people are trying to return to normal as much as possible and really treat it like similar other colds or flu viruses.
Yep, that's right? Exactly correct.
Yeah, so what is the state of other health impacts in addition to COVID-19 that may be adversely impacting our student population this year, this winter, or this spring?
Yeah, so I have seen a lot more RSV and pneumonia this year than I can remember. I personally came down with pneumonia for the first time ever late fall. It was not fun. The primary cause of these viruses is the same as any other. When the weather gets colder, we tend to hang inside more often and in close proximity. Taking in less sunlight, maybe not being as active as we are in the warmer months, can also make us susceptible to those viruses.
Okay, so we're just seeing an uptake in other illnesses going around. What are some ways that we can think about prevention for our families and students?
Yeah, so prevention and recovery look very similar. So you want to develop or maintain a healthy routine. Make sure you are going to bed early enough so that you can get a good 7 to 8+ hours of sleep per night. Waking early to have time to work out, to read, meditate, or whatever puts your mind in a good place for the day. Getting off social media and having those face-to-face conversations with your friends, your family, spending quality time with those you care about. For me personally, the first 2 months of the year, I lost a few friends. Unexpectedly, it's been a very good reminder that life is short. Many things we believe are a big deal often are not. There's a quote that I really like. I don't even know who says it, but everything is super important until you are sick. Then you realize one thing is only important, and that's your health. So take care of yourselves. Finish out the school year strong. Get out, enjoy the sun in this beautiful city we are very lucky to be in.
I love that quote, Kelly, and I think that it really is so important to be emphasizing the importance of health routines and families, ensuring that we have in-person or cultivate those in-person relationships as much as possible is really a cornerstone to personal health. And I'm very sorry to hear about the loss of some of your friends. That's really sad to hear, and I'm thinking about you and really wishing you the best.
Thank you.
You know, so much of what we think about when we think about health prevention and intervention support when young people or our staff members are sick are really about ensuring that we're able to maximize the time that students are in class productively learning. I mean, our goal is that students truly benefit from the instructional services that we provide during the school day and those awesome, incredible other opportunities that they have while at school, whether it's recess or lunch or it's clubs or sports. So many different amazing things happen to prepare young people for a life after high school. One of the ways that we measure student attendance is something called chronic absenteeism. And that chronic absenteeism is a measure that all school districts in the state of California use. It's a metric that looks at a student being absent for 10% or more of their school days in a given school year. And we can measure that in real time from the first few days of school all the way up till the last day of school. And we want to ensure that students, no matter what we're doing, we're supporting positive school attendance because we know it matters. Last school year, we actually had a pretty substantial rate of chronic absenteeism at 16.5% for the full school year, which is pretty significant. And just like other school districts across the state, actually ours is probably lower on average than other school districts, but we want to continue to try to improve that rate. Mid-year this year, we have really good news. We have 9.9% chronic absenteeism rate as of January 2024, making really good progress on that. So good work to all the staff and families and students on ensuring that students are in school as much as possible.
Yeah, that's great news to hear. And like I said, it just kind of goes back to like those healthy routines that I was talking about, you know, so when you get a good night's sleep, you wake up more refreshed, you have a nice routine in the morning, it's going to give you a nice setup to get into your day. And what I've seen with students that have the chronic absenteeism, sometimes it's just, you know, feeling rushed or they show up tardy. And so once they learn to develop those healthy habits, then they feel a lot more confident coming into the school day because they're going to be a lot more prepared.
That's right. And I think that we take it one day at a time, and we want to ensure that even if we have a setback on any given day, that we can start the next day with a whole new routine and trying to improve those small habits to make a really healthy, successful life. Really appreciate all the information that you shared with us today, Nurse Kelly. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, it's been a while. It's good to see you guys both here again. It's the first time we've done this in this year, and just good to be back.
Excellent. Well, we have some other really important topics that we had brainstormed at the end of last year to cover this year. So we look forward to coming back to you in the coming weeks or months to talk about another episode of the Health Matters podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Inside LBUSD. If you have any podcast questions or suggestions, we encourage you to visit lbusd.org/podcast and let us know your thoughts. As always, please stay safe and healthy and have a wonderful week.